Hi, it's Gail and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 4 and there's so much to think about after your diagnosis of dementia. It will only be a short podcast today as it's not been one of my best weeks. There's so much to think about after your diagnosis and there wasn't very much support out there to point me in the right direction. When I received my diagnosis, the main point of advice was from my doctor, who just told me to get my affairs in order, make a will, get a power of attorney. What future care will you require? And of course, the benefits agency can help you with any benefits that you're entitled to. Oh, and don't forget to inform the DVLA regarding your diagnosis. Hubby sorted out my power of attorney online. I didn't have a clue really what to do. And I can't really remember much about sorting that out. Well, it was 3 years ago now. No one helped me with the benefits system either. So it was a good job I had Hubby to assist me there and to look into the benefits system online, because we really didn't have a clue. We've never claimed a benefit in our life, so this was a whole new experience. We did try the citizen's advice, but it never seemed to be opened, so my Hubby just contacted the local job centre and made an appointment to have an interview. My interview was Friday the 26th of July, and I think it was about 5 months after my diagnosis, and I can remember that morning feeling very apprehensive. I think it was the unknown. It's the not knowing what to expect. And at 3:15, we set off for the interview. We pull up outside and in the car and I go into a panic as there is a large group of people talking very loud and some were shouting at a security guard. Hubby holds my hand and guides me across the road to the main doors where we are greeted with the security guard. He asks if he can help, and my Hubby explains that we have an appointment. The security guard keeps us standing in the doorway and off he goes to check. All the people are still talking loudly and shouting behind us. When he returns, he just says, "Sorry, that person's off sick today." Again, Hubby explains, "No, excuse me, we have an appointment." So off the security man goes again. By this time, I'm very uncomfortable and I'm very anxious, keeping us waiting outside, like we've done something wrong. Well, I felt like I'd done something wrong, like I shouldn't have been there. When the security man returned a second time, he opens the door and invites us in to take a seat. There's all kinds of people from all walks of life, some loud, some very angry, and some just sit and stare at me. I really don't like it here. It's a very scary place. The security guard approaches and explains that we will be seen in about 5 to 10 minutes and we can wait upstairs now, and he just shows us the door which leads to a staircase. We enter the upstairs room and there's lots of people behind the computers. A few heads raise above the computer screens, but nobody actually acknowledges us and we just stand there looking around, wondering where we go and what to do next. Then someone pops their head over the computer screen and just says, "What do you want?" It was so unprofessional and so unnerving. We were then asked to take a seat just at the side of the room. there was just a couple of chairs there, so I'm very uncomfortable because there's no waiting room or anything. I'm really glad that hubby came with me and I'm not on my own. 5 minutes later, a lady came round the corner and calls us over to a desk. The desk is just in the middle of the room with everybody else's desks. The desk is not private. It's just a big open space with people working. Everybody can listen to what you're saying. The interview begins and everything she asks of me, I try to explain. I give her the forms that I was told to fill in and I produce my ID. I then had to sign some more papers. I think the whole interview lasted about 20 minutes, but it seemed to take forever. I really don't like this place and I'm so overwhelmed, I just want to leave. But I suppose it's another hurdle over and done with. At last, we're back outside and in the car. That ordeal just throws me off course for the rest of the day. All the stress, worry and confusion has given me a fuzzy head. When you've worked all your life and then you find yourself having to claim a benefit, well, it's something that I've never done, something that I never imagined that I'd be doing. I felt so empty. I felt so lost. And I feel like, I mean, absolutely nothing now I've received this diagnosis of dementia. All these interviews that I must attend, when I feel like I'm being interrogated in most of them, are they really necessary? I think people that have gone through a dementia diagnosis process and received their diagnosis of dementia have gone through enough. I don't think we really need, or I don't think I needed to go through any more stressful situations like the benefits agency. Is it absolutely necessary? I have a terminal illness. I'm not going to get better. My disease will eventually go worse. If it was a cancer diagnosis, would I have had to go through all the stresses of explaining what I can and I can't do and what my life is like living with this disease? I don't really know. I can't answer that one because I don't have cancer. But I know I have dementia and I know it is terminal, like a cancer diagnosis. It's bad enough that I've had to give up work. I've lost my identity. And today I've been looked up and down like I'm nothing. I've been made to feel so small because I've had to claim a benefit. It's degrading. It's humiliating. And the system needs to change. This is not an experience that I would like to have to go through again, and indeed anyone that has dementia. I wrote a poem about my visit to the job centre, as it was a way of offloading and getting my stresses out of what I'm thinking and what's going around in my head. And for a couple of days after the experience, of the job centre, I'm quite low in mood and my mood has dropped dramatically. I keep taking myself off for walks. And one walk, I stand on the beach and look out to sea. And my emotions just came over me as the tears rolled down my face. And all I'm thinking is, why do I have to go through so much because I've got a dementia diagnosis? One thing is for sure, this dementia diagnosis process and what comes with it has made me realise the things that are important. And I'm going to have to start doing what I want to do and go where I want to go and see who I want to see. And laugh until my belly hurts. But most importantly, I must remember to carry on. I need to carry on. For me, it's been a very difficult few months learning to adapt and learning to accept. It will take time. And it is getting easier. It does get a little bit easier. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'll be back again next week. Bye.